Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that you are doing very well, and I hope that you are having a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I am so glad that you found this podcast, and I'm so glad that you are joining us today. I always tell the new listeners to sit back, relax, and enjoy this content that we're going to share. And I also encourage them to go back and listen to the previous episodes that we have recorded on this podcast. They are fun, exciting. I interview some of your peers, and so you can get a gist of what life is like from their eyes. So it's a lot of fun to hear how things are from their perspectives. So if you get an opportunity to go back and listen to those, feel free to do so as well. Now, if you are a regular listener, you know what I always say to you. Thank you so much for returning. I truly appreciate you. I'm so excited to have you present, and I'm so grateful that you have returned. That lets me know that I am doing something correct. Okay, guys? So let's jump right in. Again, I hope you guys have been having a great time. Grab your notebooks, grab your papers, your sticky notes, grab anything you need to write with so we can take some cool notes. I always say that I have a Listen and Learn with Me journal that you can access in the show notes. The link will be there for you to access that on Amazon. So feel free to check that out, okay? And if you don't have it, just go ahead and grab some paper and write some cool stuff down. And I also encourage you all to pause the episodes at any time. If you feel like I might be talking a little bit too fast and you need to take some notes and all those good things. So just go ahead and pause and we will go from there. Okay? Sound like a plan? Sounds like a plan. All right. So, you know, we've been talking about a lot of cool things over the course of these past several weeks. One of the big things, you know, we're winding down our Summertime Fun series, which is the series that we've had over this summer, just talking about some unique topics. So we're winding down from that, and that's okay. Some of you guys just have this weekend and next weekend, and then school starts the following weekend. Some of you all don't start until the middle of August, and some of you all don't start until after Labor Day in September. You guys better have some fun as you continue out your summer, okay? So for those of you that are starting back soon, we have to start switching gears. We have to start switching our mindsets and preparing ourselves for what's to come in the upcoming school year, okay? I want you all to go in and be positive. I want you to go in understanding that challenges may arise, but at the same time, understanding that, guess what? Great things are going to be in store for you for this upcoming school year. So with that being said, today's topic is a lot of fun. It is called, what's your superpower? Okay? What's your superpower? And when I think about superpower, I think about the thing that you are excellent at. It could be any type of hobby. It could be anything that you are just so awesome at, so good at, and so, you know, exciting and excited to share with someone. So what's your superpower? Now, while we're talking about this topic today, I want you to think about what your superpower is, okay? So right now, think about your favorite action figure or action character or, you know, your favorite action superhero, whether it's Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, Captain America. Think about that superhero. I actually like Iron Man. I think he's super cool too. But just think about that superhero. And then think about those characteristics in that superhero that you really love and admire the most, okay? So, you know, think about it. ask yourself, why do I like those characters? You know, what's so special about them? Is it because of the cool Spidey sense? Is it because they get rid of evil villains? Muhahaha! What is it that you really, really love and enjoy about these characters? Do they have very cool outfits? You know, do they save the world? Think about those things, okay? And think about the superpowers that they have and how they are positively impactful to the people that they are around, you know? What is it that Superman does that you really, 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 really love about him, or Batman or Spider-Man? What is it that they do? Now, once you have those ideas and you've written those things down, or you've just thought them out, think about your superpower, you know? And you might say, well, Cynthia, come on, I'm a human. I don't have superpowers. And I will say, well, kiddo, well, teenager, well, young adult, yes, you do. You do. You do have superpowers. Now, they might not look like Superman's superpowers or Iron Man's superpowers or Captain America's superpowers, but you do have superpowers within you. And so I want you to tap into yourself and use those superpowers. What does that look like for you, okay? So one of the superpowers that I might think of that you might have is, you know, how helpful you can be to others, how polite you might be to others, how friendly you might be to others, how encouraging you might be to others, and so on. You know, doing those positive things give you positive energy to share with others, and that's a major superpower as well. I have an amazing kiddo who has amazing parents, and one of these, his parents actually got me a cool notebook, super fun. It had my name on it, Miss Cynthia, and at the bottom of it, it said something along the lines of, you know, I teach children, what's your superpower? And she saw me as a person that has the superpower, the amazing superpower of teaching children and teaching children well. And I love it. I love it so much so that I'm like, you know what? I don't really even want to write on this notepad because it's so beautiful and it's so amazing and it means so much to me. But I have written on it. I really have. So that's one of my superpowers, teaching children. Another one of my superpowers is being a great listener to people who might need someone to listen to them. Another one of my superpowers is relaxing. Believe it or not, relaxing is a great way to revitalize your superpower if you've shared your superpower with others. So those are some of my superpowers. I want to know from you, what's your superpower? What is it that you are good at? What is it that you can do for others? How do you spread positivity and how do you spread your superpower to make others feel great, okay? So take this topic, this question, what's your superpower? Think about it. And then I want you to share your superpower with someone else, whether it's a mom, a dad, a grandma, a grandpa, family member. Share it with someone else, okay? Do that for me. And we're going to touch base again next week to see how things are. You know, have you handle that superpower? Have you talked to it about someone? Are you still trying to figure it out? Those are the things that we'll kind of tap into before we get into our next subject next week, okay? So go out, be great, be that amazing superhero that you are, and continue to be the awesome, awesome, awesome person that you are in your everyday life, okay? Parents, I want you to do the same. You know, I always thank you each and every week for having your kiddos join us and connect with us. Continue to keep them encouraged. Continue to allow them the space, the safe space, to come and chat with you and talk about things like their superpowers. Even take a moment to share with them what your superpower might be. That'll give them a great deal of encouragement as well. So you keep being great, and let's get ready to jump into this next school year with these kiddos. Encourage them, lift them up, and just continue to let them know that they are the most amazing children ever, okay? So thank you for listening. The website where you can connect with us is listenandlearnllc.com. My email address is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. So many cool, fun, exciting photos and videos and just content I have on our business Facebook page, which is Listen and Learn LLC Kennesaw GA. So you can connect with me there. If you need a just kind of a rundown of what we do, an appointment you want to get set up, we are by appointment only. I have a physical location in Kennesaw, Georgia, a virtual location in Kansas City, Missouri. So feel free to connect with me, and we will get you set up. So connect with us by email. It's listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. And just email me there, and we can get you all set up for your free consultation. It is a phone consultation, and we can just kind of see, you know, how things are, what you need for your kiddo, if I can be of great service to you, and we will go from there, okay? Of course, if you want to find the podcast and listen to the podcast, you can do that on your favorite podcast listening outlet, which is Anchor.fm, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Amazon Alexa. Wherever you listen, we are there, okay? So go out, be great. If you have a few more weeks where your kiddo is winding down for the start of school, enjoy this time before they jump back in, and we will go from there, okay? I look forward to connecting with you all again soon. And until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.